All right, what's up, guys? Connor here. Thank you for tuning in to the Young Adult Podcast. I know we have been MIA, and I'll explain to you a little bit at the end of this podcast what the future of this podcast is going to look like. But I can assure you, it's very bright. So thank you for tuning in after our 6-7 month hiatus. A lot has been going on behind the scenes, but I'm excited to jump back in with a special episode. This week, we are going to be talking with our interns, the young adult interns, Jordan and Rihanna, over their experience over the past 9 months and talk about what personal growth looks like when pursuing a relationship with God. So tune into this episode. I hope you enjoy it and stay tuned to the end of this episode to find out about the future of this podcast. So talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Young Adult Podcast.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Young Adult Podcast. My name is Connor Grimm, and today I will be your host. Joining me, we have some very, very special guests. Would you please give a round of applause to Jordan and Rihanna?
Hey.
Hey, guys.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good.
I'm so excited to have you guys on the podcast. For those of you who don't know, who maybe don't have the ability to come to Young Adults on a Thursday, or maybe you listen to this from another state or another country, Jordan and Rihanna have been interns here in Young Adults for the past 9 months, helping in every single area. And their internship, sadly, is about to come to an end next week.
Ooh.
Next week. And so, yeah. And so I think they have accumulated so much just good wisdom, knowledge, and insight that's so helpful as we navigate kind of our season of our 20s with all the change and transition. And so I'm really, really glad to have them on the podcast. Let me frame our conversation and then we'll kind of dive in for today. I think today an amazing topic to kind of talk about and cover is this idea of growth. I think all of us, whether you're wanting to grow personally or spiritually, financially in your business endeavors, all of us want to experience growth in some areas of our life, but often we're not willing to go through or commit to the process of experiencing that growth or going through the process that would lead to that growth. And so in this podcast, I want to explore what it takes to experience growth in our lives and the faith that it takes to follow God's process of growth for us. And so just to kind of give people a framework, maybe give a little bit of an explanation of what the internship program at Red Rocks is and what kind of made you guys jump into to taking it and committing yourself to this process.
Yeah. So I think you've already mentioned it, but the internship is just, 9 months of just like commitment and serving. For me, it was just serving others and serving the church and serving the Lord. But just a wonderful time just to make community, to meet new people, to make friendships, relationships, but just to also grow in your work, in your walk with the Lord. So that's kind of like what, I took away from the internship, but that's also what it looks like. So,
yeah, I think it's the same thing for me too. When I first joined the internship, it was purely about just serving the community, serving this church. And really my biggest desire was to get into community and be just surrounded by people who shared the same values, shared the same beliefs as me. I just got to dive in headfirst to that community and be fully submersed. It was incredible. In 9 months of just serving anywhere and everywhere, and it was so, so amazing.
That's awesome. So for those of you listening, our internship is a 9-month program that we do at Red Rocks Church that exposes anybody interested in learning about ministry, exploring that curiosity or call in their life to be like, what does it mean to work in a church? And so It's a 9-month program, unpaid. A lot of people move here from out of state, out of town, or drive quite a bit away. It is a commitment.
Yeah.
And so many of the people who commit to this process are actually, it's not like, hey, I just graduated high school, I'm not sure what I'm doing with my life. Oh, right. Let me do this. Yeah. A lot of you guys have left like jobs and careers to step into this process of growth. And I think that's something that a lot of people listening would be really interested to hear about. Because I think in your 20s, it is a season of choices and uncertainty. Like if there's a way to frame it, it's choices and uncertainty. So often in our 20s, maybe we're wrestling with what job do I accept, this one or this one, or what city do I live in? Do I live in Denver? Do I move, you know, somewhere else? Do I travel to take a job, or do I move to go be with that person? Like, so often, not just in our 20s, but in life as a whole, when we face decisions, we never get that 100% confirmation from God. We might think we hear from God, and that's great, and I hope we do hear from God. But I want to ask you guys, basically, you both of you were kind of leaving careers, stepping into this. And I know that both of you felt like you heard from God. But even when we hear from God, we never necessarily have that 100% confidence.
Right.
There's always a question, which is that gap of faith. What gave you the confidence to step in to that season, leaving, you know, certainty, familiarity with a career? What gave you that confidence to sort of step into the unknown? And then maybe how would you encourage somebody listening today who's in a similar situation where they've got a couple options, there's no certainty on the other side of it? How would you encourage them to make that decision that you made as well?
Yeah.
For me, I was coming from, I was at CCU for 2 years working with my nursing career and finishing my 2 years of prereqs. But the end of my sophomore year, it just was getting very difficult, just experiencing lots of hard things within that year. And so for me, it just felt like a whirlwind, and like everything was kind of just going crazy and hitting the fan. And when I was like interested in the internship, I just was thinking, I was like, I would love to do this internship, and like hearing about it and being around people who were in it. I just loved seeing like what it looked like. But for me, I just was like, I don't think this is a reality for me, just because of my scenario and how I was still in school and pursuing my nursing degree. But as things just progressed in school, and what my path looked like, there was an opportunity for me to take the internship. And just to take this time to just dive into the church and to serve and to grow community and all of that. But again, like I didn't think it was reality, but taking that small desire and that small interest and just taking it to the Lord. And I was like, Lord, like if this is something that you want for me and if this is something that you want me to move forward with, like make it abundantly clear. And if it's not, make that clear as well, and give me something, I mean, that you have else, like you have planned, give me something better, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, like knowing whether or not how to move forward and when to move forward in this season was just, having the peace and the excitement and the comfort, like about this season. I think it's called like the green light theology, where like just doors are opening and you're just kind of like waiting to see like, okay, like this door is opening, it's feeling comfortable, I'm going to keep moving forward until like the Lord like shows me otherwise. So I just was moving forward in the application process and all of that was looking good. But just again, continuing to surrender it to the Lord and just asking him like, okay, is this where you want me? And he just was making it clear through just the peace that he was giving me, and just how it perfectly aligned with my path and what schooling was going to look like. There was a just time for me to take that break. So it worked out perfectly. And I'm so positive that this is what the Lord had for me and where he placed me. But I think it's just having faith and having the trust that, like, if this is something that the Lord is leading you to, like, continue to trust him, and continue to take those steps forward until there's doors closed that are making it clear. But I think just go for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I heard you say, like, you were talking about how you felt peace and how you felt like there were, like, open doors. Mm-hmm. Jordan, what gave you the confidence to step into, like, a season of uncertainty, a season of unknown? And then how would you encourage somebody maybe facing that same scenario?
Yeah, so my story is a little bit crazy. I asked to join the internship 3 weeks before it started, which I don't recommend, so don't do that. Not that it wasn't amazing, but follow the process. The internship had come up a couple of times, a couple months leading up to when it started, and I kept brushing it off. I never thought that ministry was something that I was meant for, never was drawn to it, and was just like, no, I don't really know about that. And I was in a very stable job. I had a lot of financial stability. I had a lot of opportunity to grow in that company and work in the corporate world doing something that I really, really loved. But I was so, so convicted a couple weeks before the internship started, just about doing it afraid and taking a leap. I don't know exactly why, but just the internship kept coming up. And I was like, man, why does this keep coming up? And then I heard this message at our Sunday service about doing it afraid. And I was just like, man, maybe I just need to try and just do this afraid. And I feel like there's so much pressure when it comes to like being a Christian and following Christ and, oh, do I do this? Do I do this? Is this the exact right answer? Is it not? Like, is God going to tell me this is exactly where I need to go? And sometimes that's not how it's going to happen. Sometimes you just have to make a decision and trust that, like, the Lord is guiding your steps, but also that there isn't exactly a right answer, but also inviting the Lord into whatever is next, because there isn't necessarily an exact right answer. But once you get into that next season, it's okay, God, I'm here. You brought me here. You established all of my steps to get here. Let me surrender this to you. Let me surrender this to you and just see, like, where you take me next. So
that's awesome. I think so often we step into the unknown. We have, like, God's biggest steps of growth for us are normally always calling us into uncertainty.
Yeah.
One thing that I feel like God's recently, like, spoken to me when just praying about my life and different dreams that I have in my heart. I remember praying one night and God was like, you want me to hand you a blueprint.
Yeah.
But a blueprint doesn't require faith.
Right.
I hand you, like, an outline.
Yeah.
Not a blueprint. And I feel like so often when we take those moments where we step into uncertainty, where we maybe follow the call of God in our life, where God's calling us to grow, it's going to feel like you have a very loose outline,
right,
and not a blueprint, not a step-by-step plan on what to do. But I feel like that's where we meet God and discover deeper parts of God.
Yeah.
Another thing about growth, which I think is so interesting about us as humans, is we want growth to happen quick, easy, on our timeline, be efficient,
right,
and we want the results that we want immediately. And often in my 35 short years of life, I've found that, like, God's style of growth is anything but all of those things. It often feels like discomfort. It feels like stretching. It can sometimes feel like obscurity. And so over these past 9 months, In what way would you say God has maybe stretched you the most, where you know it was God growing you? It wasn't repercussions of, like, bad decisions or anything like that, but you know it was God growing you. It was just maybe a little bit more of that, like, slower stretching and not the fast, easy, quick that we like so often want.
Yeah.
Do you
want
to take this one first?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, I feel like the Lord stretched me in so many ways this season in interacting with people, leading teams, leading peers, but also mainly just in my own faith and my own relationship with the Lord. Over the last 9 months, I have gone through a lot of crazy stuff. And yeah, I don't even know. I mean, yeah, I don't even know how to answer this. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Ree?
I think kind of going back, like what you were saying, there just were lots of new experiences for me that I learned within the internship, that grew my character, and made me into like who I am today. But like in those moments, it was hard. Like for example, I think like leadership skills, trying to lead others, especially within the internship and leading my peers. Mm-hmm. I think that was, it's difficult at times, especially when there's different, just how people work, everybody works differently. Yeah. And so kind of trying to navigate all of that and trying to lead them, I think was one thing that I think was something that helped me grow as a person. But spiritually, I feel like the Lord has done so much work on my heart through this whole internship. At the beginning, I remember looking back into my our internship journal when we got it at the first intern time, and I just was praying, and I was praying like, Lord, like I want to love you in such a deep way.
Yeah.
But when I was writing that, like in my head, I was like, to love him was to like just be constantly in his word, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool how like the Lord completely changed that. And it's like, I've learned to like love to be in his word, but also like my prayer life has grown so much. And like the intimacy that I have with him now, I feel like is, it's just beautiful. Like just to see like how he's worked in that. And so I think it's just cool to like pray those things and to pray for growth and to pray for those transformations, but to actually see it come to fruition, like, it's just, yeah, it just was really cool just to see how he was working through that and how it just was different than I was expecting, but it was better. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that oftentimes when God grows you in any area, it's going to look a lot like stretching.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, Ezra and Ari both, my two daughters, one's 4, one's 2. They both are experiencing something called growing pains. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but like, and their ligaments and like, I'm so honestly, weird. Not even sure exactly like what it, like the medical definition is, but they'll always be like, my legs hurt, my knees hurt. Mm-hmm. And it's their body like adjusting to like the growth that's like happening. And I think that's like what God does in our life. If we want to grow, we're going to be uncomfortable.
Oh, for sure.
And it doesn't always necessarily look like pain.
Yeah.
I think there's a narrative that like God will wound you to grow you. And I don't think so. I think God will use wounds to grow you, that other people like place on you, or that situations like happen. I don't think God's malicious.
Yeah.
But I also know that he put a lot of people in the Bible in uncomfortable scenarios to prove his faithfulness.
Yeah.
And so I think that if you're listening to this and you're in a season where maybe you feel surrounded by uncertainty, or maybe you're having to have hard conversations, or people are speaking into your life, things that are pushing you, that could be God's growth like happening, stretching you, calling you out some more, seeing things inside of you that aren't, that you haven't necessarily seen within yourself, and they're being pulled out of you. And so if you feel like you're being stretched, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You're probably in a season of growth.
Yeah.
Another aspect of growth that I think a lot of people struggle with is when things get hard, people quit.
Yeah.
A lot of growth is working through difficult and hard situations without giving up. I think half the time people who grow the most and experience the most out of life are just people that kept on showing up and like didn't give up. The more and more successful people that I talk to in the business world, were just like, dude, we didn't let the first failure stop us.
Right.
You know, like this is my 7th business, my 8th business. And it was this one that made me the X amount of money or allowed me to have this kind of life. Growth often looks like working through difficult scenarios and not giving up.
Yeah.
Was there ever a moment over these past 9 months where you walked through a difficult scenario, wanted to quit, but didn't give up? And then how would you advise others who might be listening, going through that same process? How do you walk through difficulty without giving up?
Yeah. I think for me, I don't know if it's how I was raised or something that happened to me or something that was said to me, but quitting is really not an option for me, and not because it is bad or not I don't know, but I always have just been a big advocate of just moving forward and growing, and in my last job, a saying that we had was get good at getting better, and I am always recognizing and knowing that I'm always growing and always changing, and that sometimes it's going to be hard. I think that towards the end of the internship, I went through something really, really difficult, and I was in a really, really low place for a bit. But being in that low place, I was just so desperate for the Lord. And I don't know, I just found him in such a clear way. After seeking after him so much because I was so desperate. And I don't know, it just like took a lot of me like crying out to the Lord and just saying like, God, I need you, God, I need you. And like, give me patience, give me wisdom, give me the strength to move through this. But it's so much easier said than done, because we can always say, oh, just pray about it. Or, oh, you're gonna move through this at some point. But yeah, it just takes time. And then with consistency of prayer and seeking out the Lord, like, you'll get there eventually. You really, really will. So,
yeah. I think for me, I don't think I've had a moment where like I've wanted to quit as well. I grew up as an athlete, and like we just are never like told to like quit. Exactly like what you were saying.
Yeah.
So it's like just the mental toughness just to work through things.
Yeah, but for sure.
There definitely were really hard seasons within this whole season that I experienced. And I think it was in those moments where like there were nights where like there just were constant tears and refinement in my heart through those hard moments, and just like working out those things in me that I needed to know, or like I needed to be refined through. But I think, I don't know, I think every single day, like, it's just like his mercies are new every day. Yeah. And like remembering that, like, even through these hardships, it's like we wake up and like we just put our feet to the ground and we're like, just take it another day. And the Lord sees us and he hears and he knows.
Yeah.
So I think it was just that promise. Through those hard moments that I had was just like I'm not alone in this, and like he sees my tears and he's counting them. And so, yeah, I think that would be like how I kind of like work through those hard moments. And just obviously prayer. But family members came alongside and, just continued to lead me and lift me up and, point me to the Lord when all I wanted was nothing like of him, like I was just tired of all of it. And like just ready to throw in the towel. But I just was continued to, be pushed and, encouraged that like, he's just got good things. And so even through the hardships that we've, encountered like within the internship at moments, it just was, refreshing just to know that like he's got it all.
Yeah,
in control.
That's so good. I think that when you're facing a hard season, you have to remember why you started in the first place.
Yeah.
And I think when you can find that anchor and remind yourself of why you stepped into the uncomfortability, why you submitted yourself to the process of growth in any area of your life, if you keep that as your anchor, no matter what you're going through, you can fight through that those tough moments and those moments when you want to quit, you want to give up, and really find that resolve Okay, so sort of one more question as we wrap this conversation up, framing this idea around growth and how do we grow, and you guys walking through a season of growth. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to ask you guys to step into like a moment of reflection, looking back over the past 9 months. Were there any moments that surprised you in the growth that you've experienced, or is there an area looking back where you feel like you've grown the most? I feel like I never realized the growth that I've experienced until I open up old journals. I'm really, really bad at this and I want to get better. But a guy that I listened to, followed for a while, always encourages writing down your prayers.
Oh, yeah.
So that when you look back, you can see how many of them have been answered.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at that. I do it a little bit more on my notes app on my phone than like a journal. I am just not a journaler. But in like the 1 or 2 years that I was, I have that journal. It is sacred to me. And I look back at all the different things I was praying for, a wife, a family, personal growth that I just wanted to step into. And looking back, I'm just like, wow, I am a totally different person. Mm-hmm. Have you... In kind of like a moment of reflection, do you feel that way about yourself and maybe a certain area of your life over this past 9 months to a year?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, when I go back into my journal from the beginning of the internship, I just remember having so much imposter syndrome and just feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm not cut out for this. I'm not at the same level as everybody here. And I do still, to an extent, feel imposter syndrome, and I think that's natural. But I think a lot of that was within my own relationship with the Lord of, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. Do I really hear from him? I don't know. Do I know him well enough? Do I know my Bible enough? All these things. And so I think that was a huge, huge growth piece for me this last 9 months, was just growing in intimacy and closeness with the Lord. I don't know. I kind of lost my train of thought there.
No, you're good. You're good.
For me,
you're good.
Okay, sorry. For me, I think I actually was just reading, like I keep prayer journals and I have like 3 like completely full. And I really encourage you to also do prayer journals just because it's so special to see his faithfulness and to see how he's provided in different ways. But I was actually reading through mine last night and I just was crying, because I felt like every single prayer, that I was praying was just so similar to the prayers I am praying now. Which is, it's been cool because like the Lord has been working on something on my heart, just personal stuff and, just continuing to surrender those things to the Lord. And, those are still things that I'm struggling with today. But it's cool just to see like, through those moments of hardship and through those just those hard seasons, that like he continues to mold and to lead. And I mean, from this past year, not just like in the internship, but leading up into the internship, I think it also was just a growth of intimacy with the Lord, because there are just some things that I experienced kind of towards the end last year that just took a toll on me. I experienced just hardships with school, first heartbreak, and it just was hard to walk through those and feelings that I've never had before.
Yeah.
And so I think through that and through healing and through just stepping into this season, there's just been lots of things that I've noticed like with the Lord's character and how he's shown me his kindness and his gentleness through this season, which has been so special. But I think that's like the main thing that comes to my mind of like where I was a year ago to now is just absolutely like crazy, just to see like where the Lord took us and how he moved and how he just healed lots of things. So
yeah.
That's awesome. So kind of in summary, as we wrap up this conversation, all of us, if we want to grow, it's going to call us to step into uncertain moments It's not going to be quick or easy.
Right.
It's going to feel like stretching. And there might be times where you want to give up and quit. But if you stick to it, if you trust God, if you remember why you started and you step out in faith, you'll have moments where you look back over your life and realize, oh my gosh, this past 6 months, year, 5 years, whatever, I've really grown. And so if you're listening to this podcast and you want to experience growth in your life, man, pray for it and then submit to the process. Allow God to move, allow God to change you, allow God to make you uncomfortable. Yeah. But know that on the other side of all those things that you're facing is probably the growth that you're looking for. And you'll probably realize that you're going to grow in ways you weren't even looking for and weren't even expecting in the first place. Yeah. You guys have done such an incredible job, not just in the podcast, but in young adults serving our church over the last 9 months. If you have any final thoughts or any final words of encouragement for our podcast audience, is there anything else you would like to share as we kind of wrap this up?
Oh, man, I think for me is just continue to pursue the Lord, get to know him and his character. And I don't know, just pray for like the fear of the Lord, because that's the beginning of everything and the beginning of wisdom. And that's something that I've learned through this whole internship is just so much importance behind of like why he deserves our praise and why he's so why he is so holy and he's just so good. And so he just deserves so much of our praise and worship. So,
yeah. Yeah, I second that. I think something that was really marking for me through the last 9 months was our Fear of God series that we did through young adults. It really just like shifted some perspectives in my mind and opened my eyes just to so much. So definitely go listen to those on YouTube. Again, I think it's just like a lot of repetition with your prayer life, with just asking God, like, where do you want to take me? Where do you want to lead me? God, give me wisdom. God, give me patience. All those things. And it's gonna suck for a minute because you're going to say, oh my gosh, this is so repetitive. I can't believe I keep doing this and doing this. But it really does work. Like with repetition and prayer, like you will get there eventually. Even in your relationship with the Lord, for me, it took so much repetition for me to finally feel like close to him. So I just really, really encourage you just to stay consistent, keep fighting, keep seeking after him. And with repetition, like you'll get there soon. So
that's amazing. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being on the podcast. And I know that even though as your internship is ending, you will always be a part of the young adult family. So thank you guys so much. Give them a round of applause. All right. Hey, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Young Adult Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe for more episodes. I said earlier in the beginning, I wanted to talk to you guys about the future of this podcast. We've been on a 6-month hiatus. There's been a lot of things going on in the young adults department. However, the podcast is near and dear to our heart. And so our hope is throughout this summer, we'll be dropping some exclusive episodes. And then come fall, we'll get back to our normal rotation of dropping a brand new podcast every other week. Part of the reason it's taken so long is because we want to provide not only audio content like before, but video content on a consistent basis. So not only can you listen to the Young Adult Podcast on your drive to work or whenever you're in your car, but you can also find us on YouTube moving forward, where we'll have the full video available as well as clips of the podcast on our social media. So be on the lookout for new episodes throughout the summer and then for us to hit our stride and be consistent this fall. So thank you guys again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.